First of all, a lot of the people here may not know too much about you, Paulette. Could you say, maybe it's your mission? What you're led to do? What do you do as the work of your life? And I think musically is what I'm speaking of here.
I want to communicate messages that raise awareness and raise compassion, raise understanding, raise joy, unity through my songs. That's taken a long time in coming to see that as a mission, but that seems to be my path.
I think you frequently target towards younger folks.
Yes. Well, that kind of came through a back door. I was doing more political protest folk music with another woman. I'm from Cincinnati. I sang for a long time with a woman named Jenny Frazier. Professionally, I worked in a mental health agency, and I began working in schools with children with social emotional learning kinds of classes and things. Then I zeroed more and more in on violence prevention as my specialty, which is also known as peace education. I sang a lot with the children as part of my classes, and I ended up over time writing songs to fit my own lessons with the kids. Eventually, that came into a recording, but I never thought of myself as a children's musician, and I still don't think of myself like that so much. But the messages that I wanted children to learn seem to be well augmented by my songs.
And you put a recording of those songs together called Come Join the
Come Join
Circle.
the Circle, Lesson Songs for Peacemaking. And
And lesson songs is the key phrase here, right? Because your website is lessonsongs.com.
that's right.
So everybody's written that down. I see all the pens in the audience working frantically. Lessonsongs.com.
Right. The production of that CD was clearly a miracle in the making. Teachers were telling me in classrooms that your songs are wonderful, the kids love them, but we don't have any way of remembering them. And I used to use a lot of handheld tape recorders and sing a song for them so they'd have it. And finally, I had enough songs written, and people encouraged me to make a CD, but I didn't have the money for it. Was really sort of stopped about how to do it. And it was just a miracle how things fell into place. I met David Archer in Cincinnati, who works at Procter and Gamble as a marketing executive from England, and found out that he was a audio engineer in England, and that P&G had shipped over his studio with his furniture when they moved him here. I was talking to his wife, who was also a professional singer in England, and she showed me around their house one day when I met her. And she said, "Oh, you need to meet my husband. He's done a lot of recording." And she played some CDs and showed me his studio, and I was so stunned. And I said, "How much does he charge per hour?" And she said, "Oh, he can't charge you. He doesn't have a green card to do music in this country." And David contributed his musical genius to that effort totally for free. So it ended up being relatively easy to finance the project.
So, is there a sample of any of the music from Come Join the Circle that you'd care to share today as part of your Song of the Soul?
Sure. And I have here with me today Jamie Foda, my singing buddy in Cincinnati. We now call ourselves Just Earth, with another man named Len Webb. So she's going to play the guitar on this. So it sounds much different on the CD, on the recording, with all the instrumentation. A lot of children performed on the CD as well.
And what's the song?
This is called "What Does Peace Mean?" And this song was inspired by an activity in a curriculum called Learning the Skills of Peacemaking by Naomi Drew. And it's all about what does peace mean? Peace means taking care of ourselves, each other, and the earth. And I thought, what a great chorus for a song. So that's how this song came about.
What does peace mean? Peace means taking care of. What does peace mean? Peace means taking care of. What does peace mean? Peace means taking care of ourselves, each other, and the earth. When we take care of ourselves, we get the rest we need. We eat good and healthy food and exercise our bodies.
We have lots of fun and we cry when we're sad.
We speak up for ourselves if we're upset or